Hi, my name is Rob, and this is my weekly podcast. Each week, I sit down with a different guest, and we talk about things that you have been up to in the fandom. Are we going to talk about everything? Of course not. It's only an hour. Will we communicate effectively? It's a wheel of time. Probably not. But will we have fun? Most definitely. Welcome to Malkia's Wrap-Up. Hello, folks. Welcome back to Malkia's Wrap-Up. We are on episode 10 of the new format now. How fast time goes. This week, I'm sitting down with... I was about to say the glorious Moradin, but I suppose it depends on your allegiance, really, doesn't it? But I am chatting with Moradin, and I'm excited about that, so I hope you are too. How are you doing, Moradin?
Hello, Rob. I'm good. Thanks for having me on.
No, it's a pleasure. You are known as, rightfully so, one of the funniest people in the fandom, especially in live chats.
Thank you.
I was like, I need to have this guy on.
Thank you.
I think, although you have been on, you came and joined on the Hinderstream recording, is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. I was on the cacophony, I don't want to say, but the Hinderstream recording where we had like 8 or 10 of us on there from the Hinderstream, which isn't even representative of the stream, but it was a good sample size, I think, for that podcast.
Yeah, there's a few people in that stream. I've still got that linked as a community section in my Twitter. I'm going to go over to that now, actually, and see how many people are in it. There's got to be a few.
Yeah, I wonder if we're still keeping the community part of the Hinderstream alive. I know every now and then we would post like some kind of highlight from the Hinderstream there, so people who can sort of keep up to date or see what the latest tentacle, as we call it, is.
So. I just remembered that's what it's called. So, oh god, that was a really fun recording. That one, I still enjoy. Still enjoy thinking about that one and just people popping in and out and the chaos of where it went and what people were telling and talking about. So it was a lot of fun.
It's fun to see kind of how people react to the Hinderstream lore, I would say, as it's been built up over the course of 1 year plus of just our nonsense or fantastical tweets and the lore that we've built up and the role playing that goes around the Hinderstream. And if for someone who's maybe not reading that every day, it's kind of like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, it's well over a year now, isn't it?
Yes, it was 1 year since December 26th, which nice. I believe was when episode 4 of Wheel of Time aired, the Raging Sun episode, which resulted in a child born Hall mentioning how he could see all the weaves, and it just went from there.
That's nice. So yeah, just about 13 months old now. Nice. Mm-hmm. And still going strong, rightfully so.
Yeah. Hopefully we'll keep it going, I think, as long as Twitter is a thing to keep going.
Oh gosh, yeah. I don't know, like, what was it like? 2 months ago, everyone was like, Twitter is about to die, and here it is still ambling along.
Yeah, I think ambling sounds about right. Like, it's still going clearly, but it's like, you're like, the other day you'll get double notifications, or you won't get any notifications, so it's like, it's ambling along, but the health of the platform is a different issue.
Yeah, that is very true. what do you think about the views thing? Like, it's bizarre, isn't it?
It was really sort of frustrating when it first came out because it was just like, I don't want this. And it was kind of in the prime position in the tweets. And I think it was just there to make everyone feel bad because you'd see how much, you'd see the ratio of your engagement to the views and you'd just be like, wow. And then I think over time, I just ignore it. Now it's just noise that has no meaning.
Yeah, that is very true. I kind of feel the same way. It actually made me laugh because it'd be like, wow, this tweet's been like, quote, viewed 400 times, 500 times, whatever it might be. Say it's a bigger tweet. And then you look like it's been liked 7 times, you know. Used to make me laugh. I'm like, damn, how easy is it to class it as a view if that's what people, if that's the ratio to likes? It's mad. So
yeah, I wonder if it's like when someone's just scrolling through their feed, if it goes flying by, if that's considered a view or something.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. So, but never mind, Twitter's gonna Twitter, so we'll just ignore the views and hopefully continue to have our fun. But before we talk more about tweeting and fandoms and stuff like that, let's talk about you, Moradin. So, why don't you tell us how you came to be Moradin? I think that's a good way to start.
That's a great question. I've had the Moradin sort of 1024 handle on my Twitter since I guess I created it. So, and I think it was just I like the name and I like the character and kind of wasn't even trying to role play or character. It wasn't really part of Twitter of time or anything. It was just like the handle I've had since like 2009, I think.
Oh, wow.
So it's just like, you know, I like Wheel of Time and I'm going to use it in my handle and stuff like that. And I would, you know, barely use Twitter for most of time I've been on Twitter. Like, it would be kind of like, if you're looking at a heartbeat, it would just be kind of like, you know, flat line, no activity until like 2 years ago when, like, you know, the show picked up steam and we were all in lockdown and we had, you know, I found Twitter of time and, you know, that's when it just like, all the activity goes like exponential.
Yeah.
And now it's like almost scary or frightening to look at numbers like tweet counts and stuff.
Oh yeah. Everyone had a lot of time on their hands. It felt like even people who were still working those in jobs that were classed as essential and thus were still going to work. I feel like even then they were still on social media more and around more.
Yeah, I think you definitely see that, like, because I think now as things are getting back to normal, you've seen like kind of, I think things are not as high as it was when everyone was kind of locked down or at home with time on their hands, and also there's just not a lot of content, so people are like, it's just not as, it's not the same as it was during that sort of pre-run-up to the show's premiere.
Yeah. That's a very valid way to look at it. We had a lot of time to tweet, a lot of time to think about things to do and interact, and not a lot of distractions. And now people, you know, they have work and lives, and also we were getting, as you say, a lot of news. And now we get the occasional poll. So, but you've taken this Moradin thing and you've kind of run with it a bit now. So, because I often see you talk about, like, you know, being Ishii or like commenting as if, you know, Ishii would respond in this way. So I've seen you kind of run with it a little bit. So is that a deliberate thing or is it something that's just happened over time?
I think it was like a slow transformation of, like, you know, it was on there and, you know, my name was like, you know, my name on Twitter and it was really just in the handle that it was sort of Moradin. And then, you know, I had probably had like a real life photo on there for a long time. And then it's like everyone has these cool like chibi avatars. What's that all about, right? And then it's like eventually you learn that, you know, the Inimitable Memo is doing these. And you, so it's like, well, I need one of these, of course. And,
of course,
it's, I need mine to be in the style of a Forsaken and Moradin. So, you know, got that done. And then just eventually just changed my name to just Moradin, just embrace the thing fully. And I think it was partly the Twitter of Time Awards last year that had an impact on it. And it was like, okay, like, I just felt like I wanted to be kind of more involved in that and kind of like embrace his character count and stuff. So it was just like slow transformation, just kept rolling until it was like just, and I still don't like fully role play Moradin on there. I'm like, you know, because like I'd see a lot of people who are like, you know, they use the in character and the out of character type tags on their tweets, and I'm just like, I'm just gonna tweet, and I don't worry about that designation anymore. So,
yeah, you do see people doing that, and I'm like, that takes a lot of dedication. Sometimes I'll tweet something, and it'll be, I don't know, like, oh, I messed this up, or you know, this happened on Three Soul Talk, or you know, I'll make a joke about Aiel or whatever it is. And that quite often, some of the Aiel accounts, I feel like they're the ones that are probably the most strict on themselves for staying in character, I feel. Mm-hmm. But they'll come and respond to me, and they're like, wow, you really earned your Wetlander status today. Don't make me come over there and take you guys shine and stuff.
Right.
And they always have like the IC, like in character post bit. And then extremely rarely you'll see the OC like out of character. It's just like, wow, kudos to them for sticking with it. I don't think I could do that. I'd be like, you do it and just be like, well, I'm going to tweet. You can, you know, take it in character, out character, whatever you feel like. That's up to you. So
that's kind of how I feel about it. It's like, I'm just, I think probably more majority of my tweets are probably out of character. So it just feels like too much work to tag everything with out of character or to create an alt account where I don't have to worry about it. It's just all too much.
So what I'm hearing is you don't secretly have an alt account out there where you just troll everybody.
No, I find one account to be more than enough.
Yeah.
I mean, so, no, I admire those that have time for the alts, or that can switch back and forth, and for all you know, have a conversation with themselves. And running a bit.
I've seen is it Alan? I know his alt account, and I've seen him talk, like have a fight with himself, or like beat up on himself. Like from his Will Reed's account to his alt account and back and forth. And I'm just like, dude, kudos to you. I'm not gonna lie, I've done it on the odd occasion from like from the show account, or from now the convention account. So I've done that a couple of times. It's entertaining, but I couldn't do it a lot. So yeah, kudos to people who do stuff like that, because it's a lot. But one of the things you do, mate, is you are often appearing in live chat and just coming out with the greats, absolute great comments.
Like, yeah, thanks. And that was another thing where it was like, it was not like just jumping into live chat when I first started. It was like, it all started with the Dusty Wheel show, of course, and and then eventually the would find all the other live streams and different shows that would pop up and would join chat, and it would be like, you'd see all the familiar faces, and because, you know, the community, you know, tends to stick around and go to the different shows and show up in chat, which is wonderful.
Yeah.
And yeah, when at least for a couple of months when the Dusty Wheel started, I would just like, just watch a show and maybe have the chat window open on my TV, but would just feel like I don't want to participate in that or feel self-conscious about it. And then eventually I just got over it. I'm like, I need to participate in chat, and then just jumped in there.
Well, people love your comments. Do you have I am right in trying to remember this, because obviously it's been well over a year now. You're responsible for the nickname Foldies. I'm right there, aren't I?
That is, I think that happened early on in Threefold Talk. I think, I remember I just jumped, when I first entered chat in that episode, I just was like, kind of like, what's up, Foldies, or hey, Foldies, or something. And it was just a stupid throwaway line that was kind of, I'm like, what do we call the people that attend Threefold Talk? And it was kind of like the controversial, like, you know, wheelies or the other thing that people have thrown around, and that's like, and you know, everyone hates that, I believe. And I don't know, it was like with Threefold Talk, the one that made the most sense was Fold, I guess. So I went with Foldies.
Yeah. I remember that, because I started up and I was like, hi, So this, I'm not sure about this line. I immediately just went straight to it. I was like, not sure I like Foldies. So, and then within a couple of weeks, I was like, but I can't think of anything better. So Foldies it is, and it's grown on me. So
I'm surprised it stuck around as well. I thought we were all going to be equally like, no, we don't like that or something, but it's stuck.
I remember Zool, she was just like, I'm really not sure about this at all. It was a fun time, and it really has stuck and grown on us all. So, but you do things like that in the Dusty chat a lot. You know, people are always like, oh my God, you know, Morden, I can't believe you just said that. Or, you know, the innkeeper says something. Do you have like a favorite moment in the Dusty live chat? Something that's happened and people love to comment, or you've caused controversy, or whatever it might be. Is there anything that springs to mind?
Nothing springs to mind. There's so many chat comments over the years, it's hard to keep track of everything. But I know one of the things I tend to enjoy is Mister is doing the hashtags. That we would do in chat, and you know, either the innkeeper or a guest would say something, and then like it would be something really profound, or and then we just like that deserves to be a hashtag, you know, type of thing. And like probably the most famous hashtag was kind of like "Let Barney Blow," I think, from the adaptation episode where. Was controversial about whether, you know, we need that at the end of season two, which we still, I guess, don't know if it's going to be in season two, but I think we have a pretty good guess it will be. But
yeah.
And then I think it was that format of let some character do something was something I really like latched onto. And like, I really love just when there's a moment to use that format, I love to throw out a hashtag in chat. So I think one of my favorites that I still use is "Let Chasmal heal" after the controversy around Chasmal Emery, you know, the yellow sister that that was thrown around in season one. It was like, absolutely not. We're not using Chasmal Emery.
Yes. Oh, do you know what? Because I make live shows so rarely, I've definitely missed that hashtag. So I'm glad you've told me about that. I mean, obviously, I know the "Let Barney Blow" one, and then it became "Let Donald Blow."
Like "Let Donald Toot," I think, after I think even Rafe used it in one of his like Twitter Q&As or something, I think, because I think they're obviously aware of it, and it got sort of sanitized, and I was like, "Let Donald Toot."
Yeah, trust Amazon to be like, no, you can't have him say blow, he has to toot. So. But I mean, it's the word toot is funny, so
it is hilarious. Yeah. And it's like double meaning, and it's pretty funny.
So
I think we're all behind "Let Donald Toot" for season two.
Yeah, it gives you a touch of difference between, you know, obviously the hashtag for Barney and then the hashtag for Donald. So it's an acceptable change by them. But yeah, the Barney one is the one I know most of your hashtags. Like, you know, that's the one that springs to mind most often when someone's like, what's the hashtags that come from live chat? I'd be like, well, "Let Barney Blow." But yeah, hadn't heard the Chasm one. I like that. I'm going to have to use that somewhere. There's got to be a way.
I'll throw it into Twitter every now and then or something. And I think there's a small cult, following for Chasmal. There was the Chasmal ribbons that were JordanCon last year from Watt Series. So.
Oh, yes, there was, wasn't there? I think I got one. Now that you've said that, sorry. I'm looking. It's Chasmal Emery Fan Club.
Yes.
Yeah. Nice. So, you're making it to JordanCon this year?
I am planning to make it. I've got everything except the plane tickets sort of ready to go and sort of yeah, need to finalize that soon, but I hope to be there. It was a lot of fun last year.
It was a lot of fun. So I look forward to seeing you again because it was likewise. Great to actually meet you in person rather than just swap hashtags in chat. So,
well, the live threefold talk at JordanCon last year was a ton of fun.
Oh, that really was. That was so much fun. I'm not sure what we'll get up to this year, but we will figure something out and hopefully make it even better. So we have two Wetlanders and two Aiel because we did the water game at WattCon as well. So maybe we're talking about doing some kind of like speed tournament like throughout the weekend. I don't know. We'll figure something out because it was a lot of fun. The whole thing was crazy. Just getting the innkeeper and Taylor to pretend to do shots and all sorts of silly things. It was
the whole the pouring water game, which is, if you try to explain it to someone, probably sounds ridiculous, but at the moment it was like the most engrossing thing for everyone watching.
It really was. I need to get some kind of, just occurred to me literally in this moment, I need to get some kind of like camera that will just zoom in like on it, and then we can connect that to, I mean, I'm getting wild here. Connect, we'll just steal a TV from somewhere, connect it up so people can see like a close up of the water as people pour it in. Because everyone can see it, but they couldn't see close up what was happening. So we need to find a way to do that. I'm sure the hotel will just lend us a TV. I'm sure that's a thing they do, obviously.
I need one dedicated camera, which is like just hyper zoomed in on the two cups of water.
That's so bizarre. So, but yeah, that should be fun. Well, it's nice getting to know you and hearing how you started in Twitter. But let's talk about Twitter. Is there anything happening in the past week or so that has caught your eye that you wanted to talk about? I'd like to throw it out first to the guest.
Yeah, I think the thing that's really been sort of interesting the past week is that we've got two different sort of character brackets going on Twitter. One from Watt series that's supposed to be TV focused, and then the Watt veteran is also doing one kind of larger scale book focused character tournament. And I think at least the Watt TV series one has been very interesting because it's like the fandom is going to blows over people's decisions on the on these outcomes, and are just it's getting kind of it's getting interesting to see voting and how people are reacting to it. It's people get very passionate about their favorites.
They do. I've seen people fighting over this. What is it, James Stark? They tweeted like in all caps, like, I can't believe people are voting for, I don't know, was it like someone over Tom, like something about Tom over Swan and something like that. I was like, what?
I think the one that I saw the most sort of quote tweets and the real outrage was Dana versus Uno.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, both were great on screen, and but I like, you know, Dana was like a fleshed out, very interesting Darkman character, and as great as Uno was like had maybe two lines in this season and was not fleshed out, and people were just like really like, who's voting for Uno? Why did you read the instructions? And me and Kevin were just started putting meme after meme out there the other day just to be like, what is going on? It was pretty funny.
I'm curious. So did you vote for Dana or did you vote for Uno?
Well, I voted for Dana, of course. She's on Team Ishii, of course. So I had to vote for Dana.
That is true. That is true. I have to say I'm one of the folks who voted for Uno. It was just, Dana's a great character and I loved her part in the show, but it was just really satisfying to see Uno on screen and to hear the words Flaming Goat Kisser. And I was just like, that was for me in the show, just a bigger highlight than Dana. So I followed the instructions and apparently still got it wrong. So But yeah, that's so we're I'm looking at it now. We're down to, I suppose, semifinals. We've got Moraine versus Matt, Egwene versus Rand, Lan versus Swan, and Nynaeve versus Loghain. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's a tough battle. I'm going to go and vote because I haven't voted in this yet. So who did I like better in the show? Ooh, something you can listen. Well, no one's listening live, but you'll listen back later, folks. I'm going to vote for, I think I liked Matt more than I liked Moraine.
Okay.
I think Egwene or Rand. Who was better in the show?
That's another one that is going to bring some Twitter Twitter heat, I think.
It is. I think I'm going to have to vote Rand there. I definitely Lan over Swan. I love Swan, but Lan over Swan.
Yeah.
And then oh, this is actually tough. Nynaeve or Loghain? Because Loghain was great, but so was Nynaeve.
Yeah. That was the Battle of the Raging Sun.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to pick Loghain. I just think his range, Avera Morte's range, was just incredible, even with the short amount we saw him. So, oh, well, he's not winning. So, currently, Moraine is winning 56-44. Rand is winning 59-41. Lan is winning 76-24. And Nynaeve is winning 83-17. So,
okay. is Lan and Nynaeve going to go against each other next round? Or that's going to be.
Oh, yeah, that looks like it. Yeah. So Lan will be against Nynaeve in the next round. Wow.
Ooh. Yeah, I wonder if that happened in a Grindelwald Cup last year, but I remember that's always an interesting pairing when they're and you have to choose between the two.
Yeah, I feel like we need to predict now. So we're going to have, it currently looks like Moraine versus Rand. that's a tough sell.
That's tough.
That is tough. I think because they're pretty even on their brackets right now, which one's in leading the other one. Like Rand's at 59. Moraine's at 56. I think, I don't know, I feel like I'm going to say Rand wins that.
Okay.
Who would you pick out of those two?
Oh, it's hard not to, for me, it's almost hard not to just have Moraine take the whole bracket just because it is like a TV show poll and, you know, she's, since she is like the headliner and the main for season one and did have like a ton of the, she didn't, I mean, there were a lot of great moments to go around, but Moraine definitely had a lot. So, oh, it's tough. I kind of would take Moraine all the way on this one.
Okay. Moraine. All right. Fair enough. So, so I'm saying it will be Rand up against, I don't think Rand goes all the way, but Nynaeve or Lan. Oh, I mean, out of that, I think I'm going to have to vote Lan over Nynaeve. Who would you vote, Lan or Nynaeve?
As a general fan of the show, Nynaeve, and, you know, Nynaeve's like one of my favorite characters in the whole show.
Right.
As a Threefold Talk fan, you know, Lan, just so it's a tough one.
I appreciate that. But yeah, so you go from Moraine all the way. I think if Moraine doesn't beat Rand, then I think it would be Nynaeve winning. Okay. If Moraine does beat Rand, then I think that might be real close, whether it's Moraine or Nynaeve winning. Mm-hmm. If Lan makes it through to the final and it's either one Rand or Moraine versus Lan, I think Lan loses that for some reason. That's what my gut is telling me.
Like, Nynaeve has, like, you know, arguably what, like top three, top five scene in season one with three,
yeah,
on, right? Depending on, like, I don't know what, it'd be interesting to rank top three scenes, but, you know, like, obviously Blood Snow is up there and Raging Sun is up there and there are other candidates. And I think Rand was great. I don't know if there was necessarily that scene from him yet, but
yeah.
But there's a lot of other scenes in the show that were, that they all had moments in, for sure.
This is true. So I'm excited to see when it's Lan versus Nynaeve, how people just be like, how do we pick between these two. That'll be interesting. So, okay. So that's one poll. And the other poll is, I'm not sure who it's by.
Oh,
I have seen it around.
What Veteran is doing one that is sort of a book, I think just book character poll. So it's like got everyone in it. I forgot how big the bracket is now, but it's pretty big. And I think one of the more interesting matches there, and maybe the tightest showdown on that one, is Melindra versus Chell Vannin.
Oh.
And that one's like 51 to 49% Chell, I think, right now. So.
Yes, it is 51 to 49. I've just gone and looked at it. That's the only one I voted in because Melindra quote tweeted it. She's like, how am I losing to a horse thief? and I was like, no, Mel. I had no idea really what I was voting on, but I've just gone and found it. And I'm like, oh, I should actually vote in this. So, this is what cup or what tourney is what they're running it under, so people don't get spammed.
Oh, yes. Yes,
but it is what Veteran who set it up. You are right there.
That's right. There is a dedicated Twitter handle for that. That's right.
Yeah. So part one, which is still running. Okay, there's 9 hours left. It's like performers against each other. So we've got Val and Luca and Noel, Uno, Bilal, Gawin, Farouk Kareed, Masana, Surov, Aguamar, Dailin. Okay, so it is just all the book characters just going against each other.
Yeah, and I think the other one that the other face off that I thought was pretty interesting or was I think we had Patton Fane versus Oliver. and those were like the two fan castings that Kevin Angus got last week.
Yes,
I just thought that was hilarious.
I was thinking the exact same thing. I was like, oh, Kev's in trouble. Which one does he pick? Or is he just like, I win either way?
Yeah, Kevin just wins either way.
I've just found it. There's got look at the quote tweets, and one of them has to be him, surely. Yes, it is. Okay, hashtag what book spoilers for the full series within the poll, no peeking. This is a hilariously ironic pairing considering my recent fan casting. Oh, okay. I thought there'd be more to it, but there's not. And then some people have replied, Kevin versus Kevin, who will win? that is a brilliant matchup. And then what Tony replied, I promise this was unintentional, but a fun coincidence. Oh man, I'm gonna have to go through and vote in these now, because I already voted the Melindra one. Okay, so book characters, Val and Luca over Noel. Oh, I love Noel, but I think Val and Luca just for his flair. Mm-hmm. He's annoyingly hilarious to read.
Yes.
Uno over Bilal. Well, Bilal sucks, so it's gotta be.
Yeah, that's easy.
Gawin over Farouk Kareed. Oh. Gawin gets more book time, but I prefer Farouk as a character. Not, I don't dislike Gawin, but I just prefer him. Masana over Surov.
I might have gone Surov on that one.
Yeah, I think I'm going Surov on that. Aguamar over Dailin. Dailin's a better political mind.
Yeah.
So that's my pick there. Amis over Pedro Nile. I was thinking Amis.
Yeah.
Gareth Bryn over Olivia. Oliva.
Oh, Olivia with A, right? Olivia.
Yeah.
That's a tough one, but
that is a tough one. Which way would you go?
I'm still early. Like Olivia just sort of shown up. I'm in a reread right now. I kind of following along with Wheel Weaves in terms of pacing, and we're just about near the end of Winter's Heart.
Nice.
But Olivia is still early on, so it's still. But as much as I want to like Gareth Bryn, like he's still. I don't know. I'll go with Olivia, I think.
Yeah, I think over those two, I think I agree with you there. It's Araude or Cadswain. Ooh. That's a tough pick.
Who is Cadswain against?
It's Araude, one of the great captains.
I think maybe Cadswain. I think coming around on Cat Swain on this reread. Maybe I think I'm more open-minded. Maybe I'm picturing Shorey in the role. I don't know, but
yeah.
I'm trying. We'll see. Cat Swain has issues, which I'm not going to go into it here, but I guess, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm trying to be more open-minded than I have been. Let's see.
She does. Padden Thane or Ulver? Got to be Padden Thane for me.
Yeah.
Like, Ulver's, he's all right, but it's not a character I love. Tuan or Nielsen? Oh, it's got to, oh. Both need a good nap, is what they've written here. I love that. That's amazing. Yeah. Nielsen. Why not? Got to be. I've already voted for Melindra. Egyanin or Cooladin? Ugh, gotta be Egyanin. You can't vote for Cooladin.
Yeah.
Chiad or Slayer? I think I'm biased here. Sorry.
Yeah.
Ingtar or Arum?
Ingtar.
I don't like Arum. I just really don't like him. Bane or Teslin? I think I'm still biased here.
Yeah. I like Seven. That Bane and Chiad are separate entities in this.
Oh my god, what happens if Bane and Chiad go up against each other?
You'll have to abstain from that one, I guess.
I would have to abstain from that one, yeah. Seven Baller or Ty Lee? Oh, it's got to be Seven, the dusty, whatever they call him, character. Mm-hmm. So, all right. And the other side of it, Elias or Rene Harfour? I think Elias is not a very effective or useful or needed character personally. So it's got to be Rene for me. Sulin or Herod Fell?
Sulin. They both have very limited screen time, it feels like, but I still really enjoy Sulin and Lord of Chaos.
Samael or Harwin Nori? I love Nori. I think he's hilarious.
But Samael is pretty funny too, in his own way.
the what cup here? I have no idea the line these two share. agreed. I'm going Nori just for fun. Ravin or Liane? I like Ravin more personally. Barthamel or Sylviana? Sylviana. Barthamel, again, useless character.
Useless.
Mazrim Taim or Shirium? Surprise, it's a bad guy.
Taim, I guess?
Yeah, I think so. But that's a close one. That one's currently sitting at 53 to 47. So Asmodian or Malayne? Asmodian's my favorite. Out of those two, easily. Oh my god, he's winning by a massive margin, 93 to 7. Grendel or Leandrin? Book version. Yeah, out of those two book versions, Grendel definitely. Demon Dread or Alana? Demon Dread.
Demon Dread.
In the book, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Andril or Debrayne? I mean.
Andril has not been a character yet. I don't think he will be till Brandon takes over. So
yeah,
I guess I have to go with Dobrain.
Yeah, that's fair. On the reread, that makes sense. Looking at the full series, I pick Andril. Hurin or Basil Gill? I'm Basil over those two, but I think Hurin was done. Like having him come back so late was kind of like just pointless. So Bale Doman or Adelaus? For me, it's easy. Yeah, Bale Doman. I love the line here. Maybe Adelaus is Bale Doman's aged grandmother. Nice. Nerishma or Julin? Oh, okay, that's a tough choice. Yeah,
that's tough. I like Julin.
Yeah, I do too.
I don't know if he's going to be a character on this show. There's a lot of, very likely he won't be, but
yeah,
I like Julin.
Yeah, I think out of those two, I'm going to agree with you there. I'm going to go Julin as well.
But I guess maybe Figs and Mice is where, Julin peaks, I guess. I don't know if he does, if there's anything notable after that.
You're right. Maybe Figs and Mice is kind of the top moment there for him. It's a great moment still, though.
Yeah.
Apparently, this one's an easy sweep. Tam or Savannah?
Yeah.
I mean, it's got to be Tam. not winning by quite as large margin as... Who was it? Who was winning by like 90? Yeah, Asmodean over Mulane. Mm. He's only winning by 95-5. So rather than 90, no, winning a larger margin actually, because that's 93-7, so 95-5. Mm. Morghais or Van Deen? I think Morghais there for me.
Yeah, Morghais.
Ebon, Hopwell, or Linny? Ugh.
Oof, that's a tough
one. Wow. That is a tough choice.
Go with Ebon, I guess, on this one.
I just think I like the fact that Linny never changes, so it doesn't care who she's talking to. So that's my pick there. And I like they've added another tweet there. There's been two minor typos and it's going to bother me. Who's Ebon? Because they put Ebon Hopwell rather than Ebon.
It seems to be on brand for that character, right?
Yeah, like who's Ebon? Yeah. So I like these. You mentioned earlier we get the Grinwell Cup, obviously, from Wheel Takes.
Yes, but that should be back in March, I believe.
Does it come back in March? Nice. So now we have these book polls and we have show polls, so as brackets. Now I'm curious if we're going to get any more of these. Mm. Like, what could you do now?
Other
favorite chapters?
What was that?
Favorite chapters?
Favorite chapters, yeah. Favorite Tarong Grail bracket? I don't know. I think
favorite.
I think I know what you've been in this fandom, so I guess. That's...
Yeah. Yeah. Can you imagine someone trying to do a favorite chapter? I actually feel challenged now to try and do a chapter bracket. you'd have to have some kind of document where you could be like, "Here's a brief, like Cliff Notes version of every chapter."
Or you could do like a chapter icon bracket.
Oh, that's cool.
I wonder what would win the chapter icon bracket.
That's a really good question. Because there are some really good ones out there. Give me a sec. I'm gonna Google them.
Right, and it depends on your like, I guess who you like, right? Because like if you like Lanfear, there's the Lanfear chapter,
yeah.
Of course. Of course, all five mains have their own icons.
They do, yes. There's obviously the dragon, the wolf, the dice. Loyal has one. There's one for the Shan Chan, which is like the Soldam. You've got, you know, there's swords, the Heramark blade. There's one with the two snakes on it, which is the Ruby Dagger, the Aiel one. There's loads. There's ravens, bizarre trees, snakes and foxes one.
I just finished up like Farmadding and Winter's Heart, which apparently got its own chapter icon, which was really interesting.
There we go.
It's like really random and probably will never show up again.
Yeah, there's Trolloc icons. Like Tom has an icon.
The heart.
Actually, you've inspired me now, actually. This could be interesting. This really could be something. Maybe that's the next one we should do.
Yeah, that would be fun.
It would be fun. I like this. So maybe that's a thing. I need to scroll through the books and make sure I don't miss any, but get all the icons and have some fun with it.
I don't know how many there are, but I know there are a lot. Like, is enough to easily do like a 32 bracket, and I think there might be enough to do a 64, but I'm not sure.
Probably. I wonder if I can Google that. How many are there? Let's see if that comes up with anything. Because that's got to be put somewhere in a wiki or something. Oh, apparently someone just has them listed. And I've just found a file which is a gazillion of them. I definitely feel like, oh no, may I say that? I feel like 32 is, that can't be all of them. So let's see what else. Complete list of chapters. Okay, it's on Reddit. Click to see the spoiler. Nope, this is people just asking, where can I get them? And then there's links. Ah, oh, there we go. Tarvalon.net apparently has a list of icons. So there are... Oh, the IDAM, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. This list is a fair length, but they kind of summarize them a bit. Some of it's just like a wolf, insect-like helmet, you know.
For the Shanchan one.
Yeah, because some of them are a little different. 6 mice is used twice, actually. Didn't realize that. Newspring and the Gathering Storm? No. Yeah, the TGS, Gathering Storm, yeah. A Shreddit, a Serpent Twisted Through a Square, Spear and Shield, Spears, Stars, and Crescent Moon, a Staff. So, Leafless Tree, Wooden Triangle.
Yeah, the Banner of Farm Matting. Only 2 chapters in Winter's Heart.
There we go.
And then there's like the Flame of Tarvalon, which is probably... one of the most used. It's interesting for trivia wise just to see which ones are like hardly used and which ones are used the most.
Yeah, that's a good point. This is definitely a trivia question somewhere. I think you could make a bracket out of this. This could be interesting. So that might have to be something I do. I've kind of talked myself into it now. But like the chapters one, like that would be pretty mad.
It'd be like a different take on kind of what Todd is doing with drawing doing drawings for each of the chapters.
Yeah, like if you did chapters for the books, you'd have to do like a book at a time, I suppose.
Right. Yeah, because it would be a huge bracket if you did everything. So it's like,
yeah.
Do you take like just like the top 4 chapters from each book into a bracket or something? That would be interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd have to be like, yeah, the top. So what, if you did a bracket of 32, 14 books, that gives you the top 2 from each book plus 4 honorable mentions.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that could work. My God, that would be a long project, wouldn't it? Like a bracket for each book. So 14 brackets for that, and then a final 15, because you've got the got New Spring as well.
Right.
So 16, Jesus, yeah. Keep us busy until season 2 comes out, wouldn't it?
Right, I was thinking it'd be like something to keep us busy in the longing between season 2 and season 3.
I mean, yes, actually, it would take that much planning that it would probably be that point before anyone could do it. So, but I do enjoy a good poll system. I literally mentioned this, I think it was Master of Dex server. People were talking about how much people were losing their minds over these things. And I was like, I just really love watching people be like, how dare you vote for this person?
Yes, it was fun.
Yeah. Very entertaining. Was there anything else that caught your eye? And that was the only thing that really I sort of caught from the past week or so, to be honest. It just stole all my attention because it was entertaining.
I think the other... I mean, a lot of things happen every week in the fandom. I think Taya being the innkeeper for the first time, the Dusty Wheel, this Wednesday was another one.
Yeah, caused controversy because... which title was it? Knife of Dreams or something he didn't like?
No, it was. I think it was The Shadow Rising, if I remember.
That was it, yes. He was just like, I'm kind of, you know... Yeah, it's not really my title.
I think that's another word where it's like you need to separate the book content from the title type of thing. And I kind of agree. I think I put that in chat. Maybe hopefully got buried, thankfully. But I was like, yeah, Shadow Rising's it's okay. It's not...
Yeah, it's a pretty basic, you know, in terms of, you know, you think of some of the titles out there and you think of what that, just that title, can evoke when you hear it. You know, The Shadow Rising is kind of average. You know, I would put Winter's Heart above Shadow Rising in terms of titles, because Winter's Heart implies, you know, is this, you know, Is it to do with weather? Is it to do with emotional? Is it a mix? Like, you know, mm-hmm. Is it really sad? Is it just really, is there a lot of drama, a lot of trauma? Shadow Rising is just like, okay, the bad guys are getting there, you know, turning up. That's kind of all it invokes. So I think he was kind of right about that. But
yeah, Shadow Rising is, it kind of evokes like Empire Strikes Back type of, I think, in for me at least. It's trying to be like, yeah, it's like the bad guys are fight back or something. I don't know. Or
yeah,
Shadow Rising literally, I guess.
So, I mean, yeah, definitely.
It's okay, but I think it's not like, I just don't think it's a great title either. I would agree on that.
Yeah,
but the book content obviously is, you know, top tier.
Oh yeah, absolutely. It's one of my favorite books. So, but that was a good analogy between that and The Empire Strikes Back. So, hopefully, people who watched and gave Anas, you know, a bit of shtick for saying that, now listen to this and be like, maybe he's onto something. But yeah, I unfortunately I missed that live. But you know, looked like he had a blast and really enjoyed it. So I hope he continues to enjoy his monthly takeovers as co-innkeeper.
Yes.
Yeah, I think co-innkeeper is the correct title there, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. So. Innkeepers, multiverse of innkeepers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Looking forward to many more shows and see what he's got. It's gonna be fun.
Yeah. Although he now needs to get a innkeeper style chibi, doesn't he?
That's right. That's right. He's got his sort of Ashaman style chibi, but need to get him an innkeeper chibi.
Yeah, I remember
seeing the new Dusty Wheel sort of logo where it's like, and I forget what Discord server mentioned it, but it's like it's got the innkeeper and Taylor on there. And then Anas is there with his, looks like a bouncer type of
Ashaman. Yeah, I was about to bring that up. So again, I can't remember where it was, but someone was like, "Dang, is he like the bodyguard? Is he, you know, like just there to chuck people out or whatever?" So yeah, so I'm sure he'll get around to that at some point. I know Memo is very busy right now, bringing new life into the world, but. I'm sure once that has, you know, progressed to a stage where she returns to doing her art on a full-time basis, or at least as full as she can be as a new mother, I'm sure she'll get around to doing new chibis again, and then people can, just squee over them, rightfully so.
Yeah, absolutely. But I noticed, I did see new chibis were rolling out in the past week or two. So
I saw that too. There was, Nimkin's got one. Yes. So I think, there is in general chat. So Nimkin's got one. It's her and her cat. And she was saying, and it's a really fun one because it's like she's there, she's got a book, her cat in one arm. Mm-hmm. She's almost got like a, you know, the cat is, giving like a fun look, just sort of staring away at her. But her husband, I believe, said, but isn't it wonderful? My hubby said all she's missing is a cup of tea. And that's right. It's her right down to the cheeky glint in her eyes. And she even put in the moles of my mouth and my crooked smile, as her twin calls it. So, and the cat's name is Merlin. That's a fun name for a cat. I like that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was really good.
Yeah.
I think every time there's a new Memo chibi, it always seems like it's better than the last one I've seen.
Yeah. Like, I love the original chibi that I got, and it's on like an apron I have in my house. And it's, I love wearing it for like cooking videos and that, because it's very special to wear. But I love the new version chibi that she gave me just as much. Because it fits with, you know, with the show and the other chibis that the ladies got to match. And it was, just every time you just see a chibi, you're like, well, just every time this chibi is perfect for whoever it is. So Memo's got a gift there.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. Well, I think it's time to bring it around to a wrap. I think we've covered all the big things that we've sent around and had a lot of fun doing some live voting on Twitter. At least live for us.
Yeah, I would have told people to go vote for Mel, but I think by the time this comes up, it'll be too late. So
it might be a smidge too late. Yeah,
pull it out in the last minute victory.
Fingers crossed for her. If she doesn't make it, well, you know, that's it's sadly just one of those things, and there's always next time. Yeah. So thank you, Moradin, for hanging out with me. I appreciate you doing that. It's always a
pleasure.
Thank
you for having me on. It was a blast.
I'm glad you enjoyed. I can't wait to catch up at DuneCon with you. Baden Chia has just hopped into live chat right at the last second. We're closing up, Grace. Sorry. But you'll be able to listen back when the recording comes out. So, but thank you so much, everyone who's listening. Please make sure to go vote. I feel like the What Series one might be finished by the time this podcast comes out next weekend. But I feel like the other one, I think the other one will still be running. So if Mel is still in at that stage, make sure you vote for Mel. But please go, just have some fun voting, and you know, be respectful of everyone's opinions, because it's all mainly good fun. And until next time, folks, may you always find love, water, and shade. Thank you so much for listening to Malkia's Wrap-Up. If you'd like to support me, please head over to Patreon, where you can sign up and listen to the podcast as I record each week at any level. And thank you so much. Please follow the account on Twitter, join me on YouTube once in a while, and leave a comment and tell me what you liked and what I missed, because I'm sure there was plenty. But until next time, folks, please find love, water, and shade.